Kieran O'Reilly, co-founder of the Irish Repertory Theatre, going to fill us in on the centennial celebration at the Irish Repertory Theatre Annual Gala taking place on this Monday.
Hello there, Adrian.
Hello. How are you, Kieran? We've been interjecting throughout the program here a couple of the many, many songs of Alan J. Lerner, and lo, my God, when you just go down through, through the list, some of the greatest of all presentations, My Fair Lady, Brigadoon, Camelot, Gigi,
And amazing. I mean, it's the cream of the crop of the 20th century. I mean, right up there along with Rodgers and Hammerstein off that.
Oh, absolutely.
Of Broadway music.
Some would say ahead. But
yeah.
Anyway, a great event coming up on Monday. The performance, of course, at Town Hall. And as we see every year, there's a last minute rush for people who say, oh yeah, I knew this was going to be the year, let's get to do it. Before we even get into this, are there any tickets available for this Monday night for the centennial celebration?
Yes, there are still tickets available at Town Hall. I think just go on our website and you can there are tickets available for the show, and I think there may be some dinner tickets still available as well. I'm not 100% sure about that, but for the performance at Town Hall there are tickets.
It's your annual event, and somebody asked me yesterday what mystery Broadway artists are likely to show, and I said, well, that's why it's a mystery, because if as each year goes by, I think with the exception of your co-founder, Charlotte Moore, and yourself, there must be a reason for it. And actually, I moved right in there and I said, well, here's what the story is. If they were to list 7 major Broadway, performers who were going to drop in, and only 6 of them showed, then everybody would say, wait a minute, what about the last one there? That's my explanation of it. But you do. There hasn't been one single celebration that you haven't come up with a surprise. But who we do know is the performance. You're going to have Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons is coming. Is coming in to perform. Yeah, he's doing something from My Fair Lady and something from Camelot. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And then there are others, of course, Melissa Errico, a great entertainer indeed, Max von Essen, and a lot more. It is a musical evening. It is an evening of music and art, and that's a great venue, Town Hall, as well.
It is. It's an iconic venue. It's been, it's quite beautiful, and we have a great sound to us. So it's wonderful. We have a 26 piece orchestra, and a chorus of about 30 people.
Wow.
And then we have this gorgeous lush music, and so the walls around the Irish Rep for the past week have been just ringing with these sounds, because everybody's coming in to rehearse the individual pieces and then the choral pieces, and then of course the orchestra just all get together, and they're all the orchestra all come from all the different pits on Broadway. It's a Monday night, so a lot of the main musicals are not running, so these guys who are
super
guys, men and women who are in the pits for these shows, maybe very long-running shows, are really love to come in and stretch their stretch their world and play other music, you know. But it's still on the night off, and here they are with us, which is an amazing
thing. It's a great tribute, indeed, to of support for the Irish Repertory Theatre. I mean, how many Broadway shows would you have to see to get that collection? These are musicians, entertainers, choirs, who indeed really, it's a passion for them, and it's a great, great, sign of support for, you know, for the Irish Repertory Theatre. Just looking too, you have on the evening, you have some amazing prizes there, off-Broadway package, years worth of theater tickets.
Oh, indeed, that's for our raffle, yeah, and and in our auction as well. You know, Aer Lingus have been, wonderful supporters for us.
Right.
Since our beginning nearly 30 years ago, Aer Lingus were one of the first corporate ones to support us then, and they've supported us for 30 years, and so we think so highly.
Great, a great package there. Also from not only Aer Lingus, but from a Taste of Ireland package from CIE
from
Tours.
Elizabeth Fredo is heading CIE Tours after the wonderful Grand Staff.
Yes,
and she's been really supportive and will be with us on the night, which we're very pleased about. And for our auction thing, we have a wonderful tour of Ireland that comes with business class tickets to Ireland and staying at some fantastic destinations, and then like Fitzpatrick's Castle Hotel and Drumolan Castle and Muckross House and the Twin Trees in Mayo and Ballina. So it's a wonderful time out, and Dan Dooley Rent a Cars gave us a car for people to get around. So
I should be congratulated. You mentioned my hometown Ballina, and did I say a word about it? No, I passed.
No, you
over
didn't. I heard the restraint. I did.
You know what that took for me to pull back there. It's. Now, listen, speaking of Lerner, you have a run coming up, the book and the lyrics by Alan Lerner. It's directed by and adapted by Charlotte Moore. On a clear day, you can see forever. Boy, that's
correct.
Coming up.
That's correct. That's our next show on the main stage. It starts on June 15th.
Yeah,
and you have been flying off the shelf on that one.
I know, and it is as it should be, because that's a great. First of all, it's a great show in itself, and it is riddled with an all star cast.
Indeed, and actually on the night at Town Hall, everybody will get to hear a preview of a couple of the numbers from it with the original cast doing it, and we also have you're too young, Adrian, to recall the first production of On a Clear Day, but it starred John Cullum, who will be coming and joining us on that night as well to maybe sing a little something and to talk about his time with Alan Giuliano, because he was John was a veteran of many of the office. He was in the original Camelot on Broadway, and he was star of On a Clear Day, and perhaps even Brigadoon he might have been in as well. But I'm not sure. Yeah.
He and more. Irish Rep, www.irishrep.org. Again, you're located at 132 West 22nd Street in New York. And that's going to be, again, a nice summer presentation on a clear day. You can see forever. And with a great lineup. Monday night, this is definitely the last call, and I would assume you haven't seen too much of Ms. Charlotte Moore unless you sneak into the rehearsal hall of the Irish Repertory Theatre. I think the orchestra, the choir, the music alone is really, really something, and it's a talking piece, and that's without even without adding the cocktails and the and the dinner, at the grill,
Bryant Park Grill,
which is actually walking distance, a couple of blocks away. It's great, and we're looking forward really very, very much to Monday evening, to the 2018 annual gala of the Irish Repertory Theatre. Ciarán, thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you, of course. We will.
We'll see you then, Adrian, and thanks so much for having me on. All right.
Anytime. You're very welcome indeed. Ciarán O'Reilly there, co-founder with Charlotte Moore of the Irish Repertory Theatre. Again, to find out what goes on at the Irish Rep, go to the website, irishrep.org. Now, also, I'd like to let you